All right, here we go. Behavior by athletes that violates the Olympic spirit or Chinese rules could be subject to punishment, a Beijing 2022 official said, after rights groups voiced concern about the safety of competitors if they protested next month's games. Rule 50 of the Olympic Charter states that no kind of demonstration or political, religious, or racial propaganda is permitted in any Olympic sites. Although it was relaxed last year to allow gestures on the field that could be made without the disruption, respect to competitors. And then there's this dude, Yang Xu, Deputy Director General of the Beijing 2022 International Relations Department. He was asked during a virtual briefing today about concerns for athletes if they speak out about rights issues during the Winter Games. Any expression that is in line with the Olympic spirit, I'm sure, will be protected. And anything in any behavior or speeches that is against the Olympic spirit, especially against Chinese laws and regulations, are also subject to certain punishment. Really?
Oh, boy.
Cancellation of accreditation is a potential punishment in line with guidelines in the organizer's playbook, he said during the event hosted by China's embassy in Washington. However, the playbook mainly addresses COVID-19 prevention measures and does not address issues such as speech or protest. Yang's comments came after athletes traveling to the Beijing Olympics were warned on Tuesday by speakers at a seminar hosted by Human Rights Watch about speaking up on human rights issues while in China for their own safety. Rights groups have long criticized the IOC for awarding the games to China, citing its treatment of the Uyghurs and other Muslim minority groups, which the United States has deemed genocide. China denies the allegations of human rights abuses. Several countries, including the U.S., Britain, and Japan, and Australia, have announced diplomatic boycotts of the games. Ooh, oh. Yeah, that has a big impact. I love these people. We're going to show them. We're going to send any diplomats. I'd be like, good, we're going to have some fun. I don't care if you go. What the heck? Here, this is a snowboard. All right. It is? That's great. But how about that? Don't speak up. Don't speak up. Now the suit's pacing.
Well, I can't say I'm surprised by this.
Well, nobody's surprised by it. I think everybody expects it. But gee whiz, you knew this was going to happen. You knew it was going to happen. I think it'll play out in a very benign way when it's all said and done. I think that in a benign way, I think people are just going to talk. I think they're going to talk about their sport, about their event, about whatever. And I think you're going to see athletes stay away from it because I just think they're not sure what the reaction is going to be if they do. In other words, do I put my whole career on the line here? Because the statement that Yang Xu made was meant to be an intimidating statement. Hey, and let's face it, the chief intimidates the suit, and the chief is as nice as it gets.